Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to you, and welcome to all of you who are coming by the way of Blog Talk. God bless you so much. I was telling people how the word ultra awesome was originated. I used the word awesome for God, and he said, don't call me that. He said, I'm the one who made the world. You called a man that, called a singer that, called a preacher that. Don't call me what you call other people. I'm above that. And I said, God, the only one I know, terminology I know is above all is ultra. I call you ultra awesome. He said that. I said, I won't use the word awesome no more. He said, that's not what I'm trying to get you to do. He said, I'm just trying to get you to put me above everything. And I said, God, you're my ultra awesome God. I don't use that terminology for anybody but God. He's ultra awesome. And God bless you. Coming by way of Blogline and by First Fruits, there we worship the ultra awesome God. Oh my God, He's able to do abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. This is a time that we give Him praise. I want to ask you to join me on the Blogline every night at 9 o'clock Central. We give Him over 1,000 thank yous, and collectively all over the world, through Africa, Germany, Russia, everywhere. We're giving God over 2 billion praises a night. Amen. My God. And that's the program, the time that we walk around our homes and thank Him as we thank Him 1,000 times through our houses, and God is consecrating the houses. God bless you. I want to welcome you again, all of you on the First Fruits line. God bless you. I want to just tell you I love you. I don't know when was the last time I told you that, but I do love you, and I not only love you, but appreciate you. There's a difference. There's a difference. A lot of people say they love you, but they don't really appreciate you. They got you in the same boat as everybody else. But I want to let you know I love you. Not only that, I appreciate you, and try to show that I appreciate you. I wrote a song called Love Talks, and it's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love talk. And I try to do things to show you that I love you. I'm here this morning with my mother, just trying to say love talks. It's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do when you get up at 4 o'clock and be at your mother's at 4:45. It's just the things you do to say you love them. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, just trying to demonstrate it's not the way you say I love you, but it's the things you do that makes your love talk. God bless you. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. The Lord began to deal with me this morning and said that there the people, you know, we just came ministered to just one a set of people on the prayer line, but there are people listening from all over the world. Somebody questioned that, you know. You got folks many times and trying to, you know, they don't question anything else, but when you try to do something, they want to try to pull you down. But I'm just saying this, that all over the world people are listening. And you say, well, how do we know? Well, you look at television, don't you, and they claim to have 33 million people. You ain't never heard them speak in your living room, have you? Well, they're there, given to us by the blog line, over 90 million listeners. Ambassador Hagan, give us our stats on that. And station identification. Then I'm going to open up the blog, not the blog, but the wisdom seminar this morning. Let me give it to you while she's coming. The Lord began to deal with me on that and said, people who are listening, you want to involve yourself in, you might say, a job around the church. We call it a ministry. At our church, we've got so many ministries. And we try to get people involved when they come and join our church in a ministry somewhere. Because I don't mind as the devil's workshop. And so I want to talk about ministries this morning. What ministry are you involved in the church? And then I want to give several other ministries that you can be involved in. And not only tell us what ministry you're involved in, but describe what you do in that ministry. And what is my goal? I always have a purpose. God always has a purpose, and we're created in His own image, so I have a purpose in mind. I want to just try to say to people who are listening all around the world that when you come to Jesus, if you just got saved, involve yourself in something around the church or ministry, in helping the church, and not only church, sometimes the community, and doing things that would be a blessing to people. That's what you should be about, blessing others now. He didn't just save you for you. He saved you for others. And so, again, I want to talk about the ministries around the church and describe them. Tell me what they do. If you're involved in one, tell me what you do. If you're an usher, tell me you're an usher and tell me how you do and what is it about. Amen. In other words, I'm looking for job descriptions, too. Not only the job, but job descriptions of what you do, how it affects the lives of people in the church. That's what ministry is about, to affect the lives of people. When they walk in that door, when they're in the door, what ministries do they become involved in, and what do they do, and how you affect the lives of people. All right, God bless you. Give us our station identification, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. Amen, then we'll roll. The line is open to you. Are you there?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. We do salute. And our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, God bless you. We thank God for you. We do thank God and answer Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the ministry. Glory to God. We do, amen, glory. Thank God, amen, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. We thank God for all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of the leaders in their rightful places. Each of you are important. We thank God for all of you and to our entire audience that's listening from around the world. We give God the praise. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. We are broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, NPARadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard literally all over the world. As you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential radio platform in the world, and we give God the praise. We have more than 90 million listeners. We are being heard in countries such as Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, oh my Lord, China, Costa Rica, Denmark, Finland, France, Arabia, thank you, Jesus, Georgia, Germany, Portugal, Indonesia, Italy, France, Japan, Mexico, Nigeria, Pakistan, Panama, South Africa, Spain, Turkey, the United Kingdom, all the states in the United States, oh my Lord, just literally all over the world. And we give God the praise. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And look, the stats are continually going up every day. And we give God the praise. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador who's doing an excellent job. And may God continue to bless you and strengthen you as you continue to are doing an excellent job for the Lord. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
And thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And I want us to keep working and keep praying. We're working on adding another, I believe, a 690 million listeners. Amen. You pray, God will bless it. All I need is one person to agree with me, because the Bible says if any two of you shall agree on earth, that's touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. And I believe that. Faith can move mountains. And I've had mountains moved in my life, so I know it works. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to commence the line in just a moment with praise. Let's have a greeting here this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it has no sorrows with it. That's despite of what we're going through. We can't be sad about it. Knowing we can't do nothing about it, but the Lord knows. So we have to rely upon the Lord. I praise the name of the Lord this morning for Jesus, and I want to speak to you all over the land and country, in every city, in every town, all over the city, all over the land. And I'm so happy to be a part of this prayer line. The devil thought he had me, but he hadn't got me yet. And I praise God for that. I tell you, I'm still happy in my soul. I'm not where I want to be, but I've learned not to worry about it. I'm just going on in the name of the Lord Jesus. and be happy and be glad, because I know the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. He has no sorrows with it, despite of what we're going through. We all still got to be tried, tried from birth until with judgment day. And I've been being tried, but I'm not sad, thank the Lord. I praise God because I know the Lord is a part of me, and I'm a part of him. So I'm saying to each of you, keep on keeping on and keep on praying for Mother Johnson, that God will carry me all the way through, because my heart is fixed and mine made up to go all the way with the Lord. So pray for Mother Johnson. So God always gets the glory out of my life. God bless each of you.
God bless you. As you know, that's my 95-year-old mother. And the devil thought he had her, but she got away. She's doing great. Amen. Death thought he had her, but she got away. And praise God for that. Amen. I think she can do more now. And to you who are seniors on this phone, I want to say this to you. I believe you can do more now in your life than you've done ever before. Amen. God can position you to reach more people than ever before. Peter had that testimony. Yeah. He's the one who cut out the ear of that soldier when they tried to take Jesus, and then got in the garden after that and cussed folk out because they were trying to give him to Jesus. And then went to the upper room and got the Holy Ghost. Everything changed. And then after that, he preached, and over 3,000 people were saved in one day. See, that shows you, I don't care what you've done wrong. I don't care how long you've been out. I don't care what the enemy has tried to do to you. If you just hold on and let us not be weary in well-doing, you shall reap if you faint not. You got to see, all of us go through storms. All of us go through lightning storms and hail storms and everything else in our lives. But you gotta hold on and make it through it. Because on the other side of the storm is a bright sunshine. See, if you can just make it through the storm, and you can, yeah, I got a feeling that everything will be all right if you just hold on. See, you gotta understand that when God created the earth, he did not create all good times. That's why I tell you that he not only created the wonderful things that we call wonderful, but he created all the things that we call evil too. God created cancer. He created diabetes, all these things. If he didn't create if he did not create those things, the devil would have tried to create them and would have tried to be on the same level as God. God had to create everything. Look in 1 John. The first chapter will tell you he created everything, good and bad. Yeah, look in Genesis 1 and I believe, no, 2 and 9. Yeah, he made all kinds of things, trees, both good and bad. Yeah. So he created everything. That means that when you go through bad things, he's still the God over the bad things, as we call them, and that he can solve that problem for you. No matter how bad it may seem, because he's God over that too. He's God over everything. He's God over everything. God bless you. That's my message to y'all this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for every person on the prayer line. Bless people everywhere.
Yes.
My prayer to you, God, please allow me to be considered as your priest this morning. Ask you if you would bless every person and answer this prayer. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. Hope somebody receives this prayer. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless their health. Bless their strength. Bless their finances. Bless any money they have. Bless any investments. God, bless them as they travel. Bless them as they're away. Bless them when they return home. Let everything they touch be blessed in the name of Jesus. So the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow with it. Just bless, bless, bless in Jesus' name. I pray. That is my prayer unto you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen. And those who know that the Lord has blessed you, I'm going to ask you to open up your blessed mouth in the name of Jesus and give him blessings, praise, in the name of Jesus. If you've got enough energy to say thank you, Jesus, why don't you open your mouth
and
give
him praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being so phenomenal, so wonderful. We give you praise. Come on, praise that. Come on, come on, praise him, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We love you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. We give you all the accolades, all the glory, all the praise. It belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody ought to have a high praise for him. Come on. Glory. Hallelujah. He's been mighty good to you. Brought you this before. He lifted you up when you were down. Gave you joy in your soul. Gave you peace in your mind.
Thank you.
He woke you up this morning. Started you on your way.
Ah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can't sit there and not say thank you, Jesus. He brought you from a mighty long way. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And praise the Lord, everybody. And good morning to you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is in the room. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you all. We're going to open up this wisdom seminar. I'm talking about those ministries, our jobs in the church. Give us what you do. If you're an usher, tell us how you, what you do and what it's all about. But I want you to help those people. Some people, you take things for granted. You know, everybody ought to know that. You're talking to people who, some in countries who just got saved. They don't know nothing about that. And you got to explain it like they never heard about it, because they haven't. Some of them just got saved. They don't know what to do. So you're looking at your four walls. I see Africa when I look that way. I see India. I look the other way. I see Asia. I see Europe. I look the other way. But see, these people don't know anything about that. You got to describe it to them and take time with them. Amen. And do it simply. Don't do it complicated, but do it simply. All right, the line is open to you. If you have a ministry in the church, amen, and you're doing something to help people, tell us what you're doing and describe what you're doing. Amen. All right, who's first? Amen. Anybody want to help folk? Who's first? The line is open to you. Amen. Anyone have a ministry? Jump in there.
Lord, this morning, honor to our national ambassador, to all the ambassadors, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty. I just want to thank God this morning for being alive, although I got a lot of pain. But I thank God for just being here. This is the elect Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan. I have a ministry for the last 40 years of taking care of homeless people, people that don't have nowhere to go and don't have nothing, alcoholic drug people, people that is doing things mentally ill, mentally incompetent to take care of themselves. Many times I have had to just have love where, you know, I maybe should have been upset, but you have to give them love because they really don't understand. I asked a young man on yesterday, why did you get involved in doing drugs? He said, because my mother, I felt like my mother did love me, and she wasn't home enough to help me to get through what I was going through. And I didn't know my father, so I decided that I would get out here and get into the drug business and sell drugs and try to get some attention. And I asked him on yesterday, I said, well, what are you planning on? What are your plans for your life? He said, well, you take out time with us. You come on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. And he said, make us go to church. I said, no, I don't make you, but I asked that you be in church on Sunday mornings in the chapel services so you can receive the Lord and know that he is good. And he could be a mother, a father, a sister, a brother. He could be a friend, a doctor, lawyer, teacher. He said, well, he's been my doctor. I don't use no more drugs no more because somebody cares. Somebody is trying to show me some love. So God bless each of you this morning. I've gone through a whole lot trying to help these people. It's really hard sometimes, but I have to sometimes sacrifice. And my question to the prayer line this morning is why don't people care about these people? They raise money for everything but to help sometimes the homeless, the lonely, the disapproved. And some of them will get you if you don't know how to handle them. So I'm asking the Lord to give you more favor, more peace, and more love for those people that are out there in the street trying to get attention or trying to do something to let people know. Because they have not been taught how to love the Lord and knowing that God can be everything to you. He can make your troubles go away if you just trust him.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. That's Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacy. God bless you. Maybe we'll get around to questions after a while, but I'm talking about ministries in the church. Describe your ministry. Amen. Tell what your ministry is. Give us your name, who you are, and then describe the ministry that you're in. Amen. All right. The line is open to you. Anybody else? I'm trying to help people who just got saved. Amen. Need to be involved in ministry. Somebody give us your ministry. Anybody else?
Amen. God bless you. Good morning, First Fruits Prayer Line.
Good morning.
This is Sister Karen from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and my ministry in the church is teaching, just like we have so many blessed teachers on the prayer line. Not by profession am I a teacher. My character and my spirit and my love is to teach and teach the word of God. Amen. And so I'm an avid Sunday school attender, and I've taught the weekly Bible studies and those type of things, because the thing about a teacher is you have to be gentle, and you have to know your school, you have to know your class, and you have to know your subject. And so by spirit, not by profession, but by nature, I'm a teacher. Because I believe in the gentleness of teaching, and I believe in you know, opening up somebody else's understanding and open up their perception about the Word of God and the foundational truths of the Word of God. You know, the whys and the how comes and the results and the what happened, and not everything was lovely and beautiful. You know, God would get angry in the Old Testament about things and about situations and about people, and he would react on them. And so and unless they repented, amen. So my work and my job in the church and in life, in my spirit, is being a teacher, to show people and to teach people and to understand, so people understand the ways of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord and Jesus Christ's life and what he came to show us. He came to redeem us back to the Father, but he also came to show us in bodily form, how to love and how to endure and how to, you know, live in this life, in this world, in this earth. Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. These are ministries that you can be involved in the church. So many, some of you say, well, some other ministries, name some other ministries, Pastor. Yeah, all kind of ministries you can be involved in greeting. That's one of the most important right there, because people see your face first. And then you got the youth ministry. You got the singles ministry. You got the security ministry around the church. You got the first lady ministry. You got all kinds of ministries. You got the usher ministry. You got the pastoral ministry. You got helping the men's ministry, or helping the women's ministry, and so many others. We have even a soup ministry in our church, where I believe they cook soup and take it to some of the people who are sick and shed in. The soup, that's a ministry. You have the security ministry, and you have the prison ministry. All kinds of ministries. You involved in ministry, you're doing something in the church, I want to hear about it. I got people waiting to hear. It might prick their minds who have never been involved in ministry and say, that's for me. Okay, come on, saints. Come on, saints. If you're doing anything in the church, come on. Amen. You ought to be doing something in the church. Give us your name and tell us about the ministry you're involved in. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
My name is Rose from Texas.
All right, Rose, go ahead.
As a pastor's daughter, I've always been raised to sing. So I sing and play. Sometimes I speak, but mostly I sing and play. I usher in the presence of God with singing. I fast and pray, and before I go into the service, I ask God, I go ahead and anoint myself and ask God to tell me what to sing so that the service will go forward. And God has been blessing.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. We got soloists in our church. That is a ministry. Amen. Sometimes on Sunday morning, I call on certain soloists to sing before I even preach on Sunday morning. That's a great ministry. All right, someone else, you got a ministry? Tell us who you are, where you're from, and give us your ministry and describe it. All right, anybody else? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. How's everybody doing today?
Great, ma'am, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. Go ahead.
Well, the ministry that God has given me is seeing to the pastor having everything in order, decency and order before she gets up, he gets up to preach, helping keep her house clean, giving her, I mean, there's a lot that's involved, going to the nursing homes. It's just so much involved. That's my ministry, is hospitality. I just too much I can touch over so much.
Beautiful. All right, somebody, that's kind of like the pastor's aide, or and then some of you have not only the pastor's aide, but some of you are involved in deacon ministries and all kinds of ministries. People are waiting to hear. You got to treat it like they never heard it before. Well, some of them have it. Amen. I believe Mother Johnson wanted to say a word here. Mother Adley Johnson.
God bless each of you. That ministry, never take it as granted that you know when the Lord is using you. Because if you listen and obey it, despite of what age or how old or how young,
the Lord can use young children, young person. When I was a real young woman, just young in Christ, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, my heart, just real good. And it was a man across the street from me, had been in a hospital for a long time with cancer, and they decided there was nothing more they could do, and they sent him home. And I was a young in Christ, but the Spirit spoke to me, go across the street and pray for that man. And I said, oh, I'm too young. I don't know what to do. I won't go. And I wouldn't go. But I want you to know, the Spirit of the Lord told me, just in my belly, just told me up inside, for I guess about a month, I couldn't get satisfied. And everything looked like it was wrong. So it's not age when the Lord began to use you. It's not age, how long you've been with the Lord. But I tell you, when you humble yourself before the Lord and let the Lord use you despite of age, you can be young. Young child shall lead them. So I learned that don't take it as granted that you're too young to be used by the Spirit of the Lord, because God can use anybody that he desires. So let us surrender our wills to the Lord. And as we get so old, we think we've set in our own ways, and we got everything, but we don't have everything. We got to still listen and obey the Spirit of the Lord as he leads and guides us and teaches us his will and way. Because we don't know everything. We don't know where we're going. But God knows. He knows exactly where we're going. When this sickness came upon me, I've been thinking about it. And God gave me 6 sons and 3 daughters. And I tell you, I've thought this thing over. One of my daughters live in Texas, and another work every day, and one is kind of feeble herself. But she comes every day to see about her mother. And I thought, Lord, you gave me 6 sons, and I got to have help. And the Spirit of the Lord let me know when you was taking on the sickness, I knew from birth what was going to be happening in this day. And the Lord knew then, when he gave me those 6 sons, what was going to happen in this day. And he said, use your sons as your daughters. So I use them all that works on me. And I praise God for my family. I just thank God for each of you. Keep on praying for me, God. Get the glory out of my life.
All right, that's Mother Johnson. All right. Wonderful, Mother. Thank you so much. There's somebody else. You have a ministry. I'm looking for you to describe it. The line is open to you.
Anybody? Hello. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
God bless you, Ambassador, and everyone on the line. This is Ambassador Stitz, and what I would like to just share just for a moment is that everything that I was doing and grew up and training and being nurtured as a child in the church, I'm doing it today. When I was a young girl, I worked in the Baptist Training Union as secretary, and so those skills were developed at that time, and I was singing in the youth choir. As an older young lady, I began to sing in a community choir and our church choir. So I learned how to sing in notes. I was taking piano lessons when I was little, so I still know how to play the piano. I'm musically inclined. I'm a psalmist. I know how to articulate and study the word. Everything I was doing then, God elevated me now in ministry. So the ministry of helps is where I started as a child. Those administrative skills started as a child that rolled on over to the adulthood of the making of the fivefold ministry in which God had planted in my spirit. So I received my license as a teacher, as a minister, as an evangelist, and now prophetess of God, all started as a young child in the church. Some things you will learn in school, but those type of skills I received in church. So today, the ministry that I'm a part of, I can do all of those things. I really would love to say I'm an administrator in the church, but I'm not yet doing that. But I am in the place where I can tell you what needs to be done and what's not done correctly. Soul winning, evangelism, all of that came just from a child. So in the church, I'm just a full package, glory to God. And I thank God for the training as a child that I was nurtured all the way up to where I am at my young old age, glory to God. So now I'm walking in the office that was trained as a child. God bless you.
Beautiful. Thank you, and Master Stith. All right, I can take one more, and then I've got to get to our praise and prayer. All right, anyone else want to talk about your work in the church? Amen. The line is open to you. All right, saints.
Yeah, this is Sister Rush. How everybody doing this morning?
All right, let me ask y'all, you know, y'all ought to know by now when I get someone and they finish talking, I'm going to move to somebody else. Come off of mute right then and be ready. And this is nothing against you, Sister Rush. I'm talking to everybody on the line. Come off of mute right then and be ready. That's a ministry right there, being ready. All right. All right. So the line is up. Go ahead.
The jobs that I do in the church, I do a couple of them, but the main one I do, I am the president of the district of the hospitality. And then I do the Pastor A. I've been a Pastor A for a long time.
What?
So there is one. And then another one I do is that I go out into the neighborhood, and then I serve the people out there in the neighborhood. So I do about three or four different type of jobs.
Tell me about hospitality. Tell me about what you do on those jobs, all right?
Okay, in hospitality, I serve the people and I make sure that the saints is comfortable. I make sure that the pastor got what he needs there. Most of all, I make sure that everything is in place in hospitality because it's in our district fellowship meeting going on this week. So I make sure that everything, the juice, the water, everything that they need that make the saints comfortable, whatever they need is there. And then the Pastor A, if the pastor think that he wants something, if he look like he wants something, I'm there as a Pastor A. And I've been doing it a long time. This is not nothing new, but been doing these jobs a long time. And it's a rough job, but I got to do it. When no one else don't stand up, I got to stand up. I got to make the pastor look good. I got to make the church look good. I got to do this and I got to do that because that's my job, and I love it.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so whatever the pastor needs, if he needs a shirt or if he needs a tie or shoes or a suit or whatever, you mean to tell me that you're the one who leads the way?
Oh, yes. If my pastor and I, like a couple of weeks ago, he had to go to the APICOL meeting, and he need a car because both of his car down. I step in, we rent him a car.
Mm.
I mean, it's just something that I do and I love to do. And I know one time my pastor, he needs some shirts, he needs some ties, but I went to his wife and asked her, what do he need? I just don't jump up and do things. And she told me, and he got it. He sometimes my pastor needs to pay his reports. I pay the reports. So there's nothing, you know, that it's just like going in and out this job to me. And I love to do it. Been doing it a long time. And my pastor depend on me.
Mm-hmm.
He do. He depend on me. So it's a rush. So. Sometimes you don't even have to ask me.
Hey, amen. You've been with him long enough where you kind of know how he thinks, know his mind. That's good.
Oh, yes. I know. You're right. I do. I've been with him a long time, I've been in the church ever since I was 12 years old. And I've been walking with the first lady since I was 12. And then with the mothers. And working with them in hospitality and the Pastor A. So it just took a part of me. And then just took a part, you know. And I know one time my pastor was out there and his car stopped. And I saw him walking, going to get some water because it ran hot. Mm-hmm. And I went to the mother and I said, you know, his car stopped. She said, well, you know what, we need to get him a car. And we got him a car. and paid the car though.
What?
When
you're getting ready to move to Kansas City, mother.
It is one thing I do, and I was taught as a child, take care of your pastor. Take care of the saints. And I've been doing that.
All right.
It's not no easy job now.
No, I imagine not. But thank God for you. I tell you what, I'm out of time on that wisdom seminar today. Amen. But I tell you what, we'll come back tomorrow. Be thinking about it. We're going to talk about the ministries of the church. Amen. What you do, describe what you do. Amen. And how it helps your church. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I want to just take, anybody got a praise report? I'll take maybe one or two praise reports, and then we're going to have prayer. Anybody have a praise report?
Amen. Amen. This is Sister Sharon again. I thank the Lord for at work the other day. I was handling a big iron, not huge, but a heavy iron ring, like a fire ring, and it fell across my foot.
Mm.
And so I had on leather shoes, but it fell across the upper part of my foot, and and it hurt, you know. Mm. And I was like, oh, Lord. But by the time I got home and took my shoe off, my foot was not red. My foot was not tender. My foot was just fine. And that was a heavy thing that fell on my foot. And so I'm just thanking and praising the Lord for that thing not hurting my foot, because I believe that was the trick of the enemy, because I've been praying for my other foot where the calcium is built up, you know, at the base of the big toe. So I've been praying for that calcium to dissolve in there. And then that happened on my other foot where I dropped that ring. So I'm just thanking and praising the Lord, because I know the works of the enemy and I know the blessings of the Lord. So pretty soon that calcium is going to be dissolved on my one foot, and I thank the Lord for protecting my other foot. Amen. God bless you all.
All right, somebody sleeping on the line. You just woke up a moment ago. Why didn't you put your phone on mute? You were awake. Put it on mute so you can just have yourself a good time. All right. God bless you. All right. Let me have one more praise report, and then we'll move to our prayer. Anybody else have a praise report?
God bless you this morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm praising God. My praise report is I thank God for feeling so much better, and I'm getting around better. I'm not walking bent over. I'm just praising God this morning for his glory. And on Wednesday, I believe it was, I felt kind of bad, and one of the sisters, missionaries, came over, and I was trying to assist her. A sister bagged her car into the telegram pole in front of my house and bent it. And do you know, we was talking about the Lord, and before she left, walked down the steps to get in the car and looked at it again, and I could hear the Lord when he popped that dent out of her car. Pop! It just came out. And I tell you, I told him, y'all walked down some holy steps that time, and God just fixed the car. And you couldn't tell it was dented.
My God.
And I tell you, God is really moving by his spirit. And on yesterday, I felt wonderful. I was able to get about in church, and the Lord just blessed in church yesterday. I am praising God for the victory, because I know the devil can't win. He cannot win. I thank God. Keep praying for me.
So God did exactly what we said.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. The Lord is improving.
Just with me on yesterday.
Mm-hmm. God is a miracle worker, isn't he? He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. All right. God bless you. I'm going to go through prayers today. If you got a prayer request, one of our ambassadors, the next ambassadors, ambassadors, would y'all take those prayer requests for us today? Who will do that? Women workers, amen. Who will do that? If so, otherwise, I'll do it. All right. Give us our prayer request today. Anybody have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Pastor Gino's husband had back surgery on Wednesday, and they just cannot get his blood pressure down. So I'm just asking you all to please pray for her and him and for the church and pray for my
family. All right. All right, I still got that person sleeping on the line. I don't want to embarrass you. Try to correct that yourself. Star six will mute your line. All right, another prayer request. Anybody else?
Pastor Robert Jones of Longview. They've given him up, but we're praying, believing for his total healing on this side.
And Pastor Robert Jones, put him on your list if you would. Amen. Is Ambassador Pfeiffer there this morning? All right, give us another prayer request. Anyone else have a prayer request?
God bless you, Ambassador. Yes, I am here.
God bless you. If you would get ready to pray this morning, I'd appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
All right, Pastor Robert Jones, Mother Johnson, Willie Johnson had a prayer request. Pastor Gina's husband, having that high blood pressure, won't come down, and had that back surgery. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Mother Digby, I'd like to keep my niece Charlene Brown lifted up in prayer. God has blessed her to come off using drugs, and I want God to help her keep the back door closed as she's continued to keep a straight life.
All right. And we're praying for who now?
Charlene Brown.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Any other prayer requests? I'd like
Sister Lucille, I have an unspoken request, please. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Lucille. Anybody else unspoken? Put them together. Anybody else?
I have a prayer request. This is Pastor Linda Irvin. My son, Malchus, I haven't heard from him in a couple of months. He got into some trouble, and I'd like to hear from him, see how he's doing. And also I'm praying for my husband, who's gone from 3 days to 1 day on dialysis, and I just want him to be able to come completely off by the grace of God and by the mercy of God. It's usually highly unusual for that to happen, but God is faithful. So that's
that can happen. This is Pastor Linda Irvin, you say?
Irvin.
All right. God bless you. All right. Any other prayer requests before we have prayer?
Good morning, Ambassador Chief Johnson. It's Charlotte
right.
Gray. I want to lift you up this morning. I know we always pray for you and your family, but I am praying for even more encouraging words, even under attack, and I want to pray that same prayer for you and Lady Betty and anybody else, encouraging our pastor, friends, and family. God bless you. Appreciate you and love you.
Oh, beautiful. We love you, too. Charlotte, God bless you. Will there be one more prayer request? One more? All right. God bless you. We gave you an opportunity.
Good morning, everyone.
Ready.
This is right. Jennifer. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. My son isn't feeling good this morning. I'm home with him. Please keep him in prayer. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Now, this is the time to come off of mute and be ready. Anybody else with one more prayer request? All right. We'll allow that. Anybody else? All right, God bless you. You're in the hands of Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer.
Praise God, and good morning to everyone in the First Fruit Prayer Line. Thanking God for his blessings and his love. Is someone else trying to get a prayer request in?
Yes, this is Mother Wilson, and I'm requesting prayer for Ella Wilson and the church family.
All right, God bless you. All right. Praise God. All right. If you all just agree with me in the word of prayer, you this morning, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Ask that you forgive our sins in Jesus' name. Bless now, Lord God, your people. Have your way this morning. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Let your anointing fall.
Yes.
Let your anointing, oh God, touch the lives and of the people. Let your anointing, oh God, burn out the sins, iniquity, and transgression. Let it burn out, oh God, all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. And we pray right now that you look on your people right now, oh God, on the prayer list, and those that have prayer requests, and some may have had them and didn't get them on the list, but we ask right now that you will bless your people everywhere, that you will bless our chief ambassador right now, oh God, that you bless the family. Bless Ambassador Betty Johnson, oh God, Mother Johnson. Bless the family in Jesus' name. Look on them, oh God. Lift them up where they belong. Have your way in their lives, Lord Jesus. Move, oh God, hallelujah, in a miraculous way. Hallelujah, take them to a higher ground, a higher rock, oh God, in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, as they are persuaded in their mind, oh God, to serve you and to follow you and to worship you. Lift them up right now, we pray. And Lord, we ask that you touch Mother Willie Johnson in Indiana, touch a pastor, oh God, and a pastor's husband right now in Jesus' name. You know how to bless. You know how to heal and deliver. Touch and heal, oh God, hallelujah. Right now, oh God, touch his body. Touch him from head to toe. Have your way in his life, oh God. Have your way in the church. Bless in the church. God, anoint the people there in the church that are able, so they'll be able to pray for him in Jesus' name. Bless right now, God, Pastor Jones. Touch and heal his body. Touch and heal him. The church, the members, the friends, the neighbors, yes, oh God. Touch right now, oh God. Give them a praying spirit in Jesus' name. Let them lift him up, oh God. Hallelujah. And keep him lifted up in your mighty name, Lord God. Change everything, oh God, that needs to be changed in his life, in his walk, in Jesus' name. Move the enemy, remove the stumbling blocks in your mighty name. Say to him, the Lord rebuke you this morning. Hallelujah, and we pray for peace. We pray for health. We pray for finances in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Digby. Bless right now, oh God, in your mighty name. Touch, touch, Lord Jesus, in your name, oh God, hallelujah. Touch the sister Charlene, oh God, the Brown family, in your mighty name that she's been praying for. Touch her family, her children, oh God. Touch, 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 oh God. Put her arms around her, arms of protection around her right now. Sister Lucille, oh God, and her unspoken request, you know how to answer. You know how to come to her rescue. You know how, Lord God, hallelujah. You know how to bring peace in the midst of confusion. You know how to increase finances in home. You know how, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, hallelujah, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, Pastor Linda Irvin and her family. Bless her husband, oh God, touch him, touch him, touch, Lord, hallelujah, as he go to that dialysis. Lord God, we rebuke it, we rebuke it. You are able to heal in Jesus' name. Touch him from head to toe, Lord God. And the Lord rebuke you. We bind you. We bind your ways. We bind your sickness over him. In Jesus' name, pray, Lord God, your manifestation of your power will surround him and keep him. Will bless him and heal, oh God, that he don't have to use dialysis. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we thank you right now, oh God, as he commit his ways unto you. Redeem him, oh God, hallelujah, from that dialysis in your mighty name. Hallelujah. Restore him, oh God, whole. Restore, restore, restore. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You're the physician. You're the great physician. And as he lean on you, oh God, let him know he's leaning on the everlasting. Oh, bless Sister Charlotte Gray, oh God, as she lift up our ambassadors, our leaders in Jesus' name. Bless, oh God.
only our chief ambassador, but bless those that he has dedicated and devoted to you under him in Jesus' name. Let your will be done, O God. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Bless, O God, and give him strength right now. On from on high, Lord Jesus. Bless Jeremiah, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch him, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remove the aches and the pains, oh God. Heal, oh God. Send your angels to minister to this child. In Jesus' name, let the anointing, oh God, fall upon him. In your name, Lord Jesus, have your way, have your way, have your way. Bless our children, oh God. Keep them, glory, Hannah, in the center of your will. Bless, bless. In Jesus' name, every child, every parent on the line, bless every child, oh God, every grandchild in Jesus' name, touch and heal right now. Even the sister, oh God, the child, the daughter of Sister Jennifer, touch her, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Lead and guide her, Lord God, let her be a help to her mother. Let her, oh God, be led by your spirit in Jesus' name. Touch Sister Willie. Sister Mother Wilson, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus, bless the pastor, bless Pastor Wilson in Jesus' name. Lead and guide him, oh God, in your will. Lift him up, Lord Jesus. Let him call on you. Let him, oh God, hallelujah. Let him preach a word like never before in Jesus' name. Touch and heal him, oh God. Touch the church. Turn them around, oh God. Sometimes we're going in the direction, Lord God, but we ask that you would lead and guide them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Let them lift up your name now and be steadfast in you, oh God. Give them courage, oh God, hallelujah, to take on, hallelujah, your will and your way. Let them take on your authority, oh God, and begin to rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name. We call for salvation and we call victory. We call, oh God, hallelujah, that we be dedicated saints and we honor you, Lord God, hallelujah, in this walk. And we pray that we have a closer walk with thee because you are our friend, oh God. And we pray right now that all things be done, oh God, to glorify you in Jesus' name. And we thank you as we exalt your name this day. We lift him up, lift him up, we lift him up, we lift him up, oh God. Higher, higher, higher. Hide us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, in the rock. That is higher than I. Be our refuge, our leader, our guide, oh God. Keep us with the mind stayed on you. Keep our mind, oh God, hallelujah, with the praying spirit in Jesus' name. Teach us, oh God, how to serve, how to worship you, how to lean on you in your mighty name, and how to call on you in time of trouble, in time of need. Bless your people right now, oh God, as we give you thanks, glory, and honor right now. In your name we pray, and we call it done. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Back into your hands, Chief Ambassador.
I bless you, Ambassador. Wonderful prayer. Amen. I just want to remind you all just before you leave here, don't forget June the 11th through the 14th. We're going to be there right outside of Little Rock at Jacksonville, Arkansas at Evangelistic Ministry Bishop James Bolden and Dr. Cynthia Bolden. They are hosting. We want you there. I'm encouraging you to be there. Amen. I've asked you many times. I just want you to take that seriously, and let's make reservations. If you're planning on coming, let us know. Amen. Don't wait till the last moment. Don't do that. Amen. Come on, make the reservation, and we'll give you the phone number to call for the hotel, which is the Wingate there in North Little Rock, right outside of Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Jacksonville, about 10 minutes from there. Amen. Give us that information if you're there, Ambassador Hodges, the phone number for Wingate, so we can get those reservations made. Everybody who's planning on coming, I want to this week. All right, the line's over to you if you're there. All right. God bless you. I believe someone else has that phone number for the Wingate. Give us that phone number to the Wingate. Make that reservation here. All right, anyone? All right, that's the Wingate Hotel right there in North Little Rock. Call that number and make your reservation for the convention. If you would, do it today. I know many others are coming, and you're making plans to come. Make that phone call. Let them know that you're coming. And so we want you to get that good hotel rate for that. All right. Any of the ambassadors, do you have that phone number for the Wingate? All right. That's the Wingate in North Little Rock. God bless you. Basically out of time here today. But don't forget, that's June the 11th through the 14th. Amen. We're looking forward to seeing you there in Jackson, Arkansas. It's going to be awesome. Awesome. Amen. And let me say ultra awesome, because God's going to be doing it. And God's going to have his way with this convention on June the 11th through the 14th. God bless you. We love you. And may you have a wonderful day. Lord be with you and bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. This is Bernard Johnson signing off here today. My prayers that God would bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Dream comedy.